Hello, this is Julian Gerdam from the English Department of St. Columba's College in Dublin in Ireland. Look at our blog sccenglish.ie for more. And this is the final talk in my series on 10 relatively minor characters in the play Hamlet. Finally, today, the first gravedigger. This talk is therefore appropriately about finality. Death haunts the end of Hamlet. The deaths of virtually everyone, except Horatio and Fortinbras, take place. Death started the story too, the murder of King Hamlet by his brother Claudius, a murder which opened a Pandora's box of death. And we've always known that death was where it was heading too, from the moment that the ghost insisted that his son has to revenge his foul and most unnatural murder. Either Claudius or Hamlet was always going to die, or as it turns out, both of them. And plenty of others too. In some way, Hamlet's old self, hesitant and over-intellectual, seems to suffer its own death on the journey to England, and when he returns to Denmark and rejoins Horatio, he is almost reborn. In his letter to Claudius, he wrote, "I am set naked on your kingdom." He comes for his revenge like a naked newborn babe, and the final act of the play starts very much with death, as two gravediggers discuss the doubtful nature of Ophelia's death. As Tony Tanner points out in his introduction to the Everyman edition of the play, the first gravedigger, quote, makes a most pertinent point, even when he seems to be mocking legal pedantry. They are discussing, apropos of the doubt hovering over Ophelia's death, suicide, and he says, "For here lies the point. If I drown myself wittingly, it argues an act, and an act hath three branches. It is to act, to do, to perform. It is Hamlet's problem and task to work out the relations between acting, doing, and performing, to somehow recover or re-establish, to use his own phrase, the name of action." End quote. The gravediggers are men entirely easy in the presence of death, accepting it simply as a natural part of the process of life. As Horatio tells Hamlet about the first gravedigger, custom hath made it in him a property of easiness, and Hamlet replies, "'Tis e'en so. The hand of little employment hath the daintier sense." What we see in Hamlet, as he comes towards the end of the play, and to his revenge, is that he too is losing his daintier sense. There follows the famous conversation between Hamlet and the gravedigger. Not surprisingly, the topic is the one thing these people of very different classes, royal and lowly citizen, have in common, death. And it is the nature of the conversation about this gloomy and distressing subject that matters, for what it tells us about Hamlet and his state of mind right now. Though they may be of different classes, and one man is uneducated, whereas the other is a student of philosophy, in these pages they seem equal. The gravedigger's quick-wittedness pleases Hamlet. "How absolute the knave is," he exclaims to Horatio, and follows this with, "We must speak by the card, or equivocation will undo us." Exactly. Hamlet has been struggling all along to get things right, to be precise, and here is someone who is absolute. There is also a personal connection. The gravedigger has been a gravemaker since the very day that young Hamlet was born, he that is mad and sent into England. Then Hamlet sees Yorick's skull and reflects on the way that we all eventually lose everything that makes us human. Just before the funeral procession arrives, and Hamlet discovers that it is the funeral of Ophelia, he comments on the inevitability of this process for all of us, even the most important. "Imperious Caesar, dead and turned to clay, might stop a hole to keep the wind away." He understands that we are all subject to death, and he is ready for what is to come. And so ends this series on 10 characters in Hamlet.